Hey everyone, welcome back. Ready for another deep dive?
Always ready.
Awesome. Today we're tackling credit cards and credit scores, and specifically how to boost that score. We're looking at some insights from Rental Karma's Learning Center. You know, it's interesting because they bring up a point that a lot of people struggle with.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, wanting good credit, but being kind of freaked out by credit cards. I mean, I think we've all been there, right?
Totally, totally. Debt is scary. No one wants to fall into that trap.
Exactly. So that's our mission today, figuring out how to use these cards strategically to make that score climb without getting buried in debt.
Love it. So where do we start?
Well, Rental Karma throws out a pretty big number right off the bat. They say credit card use counts for, get this, 30% of your score.
Wow, 30%. That's a big chunk.
It is, right? Like, imagine skipping the first third of a test.
Yikes. Probably wouldn't do too well.
Definitely not. But it makes you think, huh, why does it even matter that much to lenders?
Good question. I think it comes down to trust and demonstrating responsibility. When you use a credit card responsibly, paying your bills on time and keeping your balances low, it signals to lenders that you're reliable.
Oh, okay, so it's like you're showing them you can handle money.
Exactly. It shows you're financially stable and can manage credit well. It builds trust, and trust equals good credit.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
But you know what always confused me?
What's that?
This whole idea you got to carry a balance to build good credit. Like, is that actually true?
Oh, man. That's a huge myth.
Right. I've heard it so many times.
It's one of those things that gets passed around, but carrying a balance doesn't help. In fact, it often hurts your score.
Really?
How so?
Well, it all boils down to something called credit utilization. That's basically how much of your available credit you're using. Carrying a balance pushes that number up, and a high utilization ratio makes you look riskier to lenders.
Okay, so keeping that utilization low is key. Exactly. We'll dig more into that a bit later. But for now, the takeaway is you don't need to carry debt to build good credit. Actually, it's the opposite. You want to show you can use credit without going overboard.
Got it. So no more balance myth.
Busting those myths one episode at a time.
Okay, so let's dive into some real strategies. Rental Karma mentions this sock drawer approach. I gotta admit, the name's a bit funny, but it sounds pretty simple.
It is. It's a great way to dip your toes into credit card use, especially if you're new to the game or maybe rebuilding your credit.
Okay, but how does it actually work? Walk me through it.
All right, step one, you get yourself a card. If you're starting from scratch, a secured card might be your best bet.
Secured card.
Yeah, it's basically a card that requires a deposit, usually the same amount as your credit limit. It helps build trust with lenders and doesn't typically require a hard inquiry on your credit report.
Okay, that makes sense for someone starting out. But what about someone who's already got a decent credit score, say above 620?
In that case, an unsecured card would likely be a better fit. Those don't require a deposit, and they often come with some nice perks, like rewards programs.
Ooh, rewards. Okay, so you get your card, secured or unsecured, and then what's the whole sock drawer thing about?
Here's where it gets fun. You pick a small recurring bill, like your Netflix subscription or Spotify, and put it on the card. Then you set it to auto-pay for the full balance every month.
Oh, so you're not even really thinking about it.
Exactly. The goal is to make it effortless. You're basically using the card passively to build credit.
But then where does the sock drawer come in?
Well, once you've got that auto pay set up, you literally tuck that card away in a safe place, maybe a drawer.
Out of sight, out of mind.
Pretty much. It helps prevent overspending and keeps you focused on building those good credit habits without temptation.
That's clever. But honestly, wouldn't I totally forget about the card then? What if there are fraudulent charges or something?
That's a valid point. You definitely don't want to just completely ignore it. You still need to check your statements periodically, even with auto pay, just to make sure everything's accurate and catch any potential problems early on.
Makes sense. So it's like a set it and forget it method, but with a bit of mindful monitoring.
Exactly. Now, even though the sock drawer approach is great, it's not the only way to build credit. What if someone's looking to be a little more active in managing their credit, you know?
Yeah. Are there other strategies they can use alongside the sock drawer?
Absolutely. One option is to become an authorized user on a responsible person's credit card.
Oh, like a family member or a close friend?
Right. As long as they have good credit habits, their positive payment history can actually reflect on your score. It's like a little boost from someone with a proven track record.
That's cool. Are there any other strategies?
You could also look into diversifying your credit mix.
Diversifying?
Yeah, like adding a small installment loan to the mix. Think of a personal loan for a specific purchase or maybe a car loan.
So it's about showing you can handle different types of credit responsibly.
You got it. Lenders like to see that you can manage various forms of debt effectively.
That makes sense. So it seems like building good credit really comes down to finding the right combination of strategies, something that fits your needs and goals.
Absolutely. The key takeaway here is that you don't have to rely on debt to build excellent credit.
Yeah, it's about smart choices and having a plan.
And now that you've got the knowledge and the tools, the question is, what steps are you going to take to achieve your credit goals?
That's something for everyone to think about. We've busted the balance myth, explored the sock drawer approach, and even touched on some bonus strategies. But ultimately, it's up to each of us to take control and make those smart moves.
Totally agree. Knowledge is power.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive.
It's been fun.
Until next time.